Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So many of you know that summer is probably my least favorite season, especially now that I'm not in school and I don't get summers off. There's really not much that I look forward to in the summer, mostly because I just don't enjoy the heat and humidity. It depletes my energy. It makes me feel kind of grumpy. Excuse me. But in an effort a couple years ago to dread summer less, I made a list of all the things that I enjoy about summer and decided that I needed to do more of those things. So I need to drink more lemonade, drink more smoothies, eat more ice cream. What else here? Maybe get some more pedicures. But also on that list, I decided maybe I should really enjoy an afternoon thunderstorm. So I put on my list, at least once every summer, in the midst of an afternoon thunderstorm, I need to sit on my porch with a glass of wine and just enjoy the thunderstorm. Thunderstorms in the afternoon in the summer are a delight, I think. They give us a brief reprieve from the heat. The way that the rain smells is absolutely delightful. The temperature drops just a little bit. And even for a few minutes in the summer, afternoon thunderstorms give us the opportunity to hunker down just for a few minutes. But not on my list is to enjoy a thunderstorm at night. There's something different about a thunderstorm at night in the darkness than there is about an afternoon thunderstorm. They could be the exact same storm, but the way that a dark storm hits our senses is different. They maybe sound louder, they sound scarier. They definitely look scarier with all of the lightning. And let's face it, storms at night in the dark aren't relaxing like an afternoon thunderstorm can be. They're just more unsettling, and they can be downright scary. It's interesting, isn't it, how storms at night feel differently than storms in the day? And it's not just thunderstorms. So many things can feel different at night and in the darkness. Have you ever felt pain, whether it's physical or emotional, and the pain just felt harder and more overwhelming in the night? Have you ever gone through something difficult and somehow you made it through the daytime, but then you get to those evening hours where it's darkness and you're just not sure how you're going to get through the night? It can be harder to get through the night than the day. How about comforting a crying baby? It feels a little bit differently in the dark of night when you're sleep deprived than it does in the middle of the day. So many things can feel scarier and harder in the dark of night. And so interestingly enough, our gospel text for today begins at night. When it was evening, Jesus decided to go to the other side of the lake with his disciples on a boat. If I were one of the disciples, I might have said, Jesus, shouldn't we perhaps have gone earlier in the day when it was daylight? Or do we have to go now? Can we just wait until the morning when the sun comes back up? But anyway, in a familiar story that most of us know, Jesus and his disciples go across a lake in a boat, and a big storm arises. And from the description, it's a pretty strong storm. So strong that the waves were crashing into the boat and the boat was filling up with water. Again, if I were one of the disciples, I would have been terrified. Sometimes storms can seem really scary inside my own house, let alone on the middle of a lake in an open boat when waves are crashing in and filling up the boat. I mean, the disciples were in real and pretty significant danger. And so they wake Jesus up, and he rebuked the wind and told the sea to be still, and the storm was quickly over. I think the storm was over much more quickly than their heart rates dropped and their blood pressures went back to normal, that they still had the fear and adrenaline of those scary storms, even though all of a sudden everything was still around them. I thought a lot about this passage this week. This wasn't the actual gospel passage in our lectionary for today. But as I've been thinking about so many of you and so many others in our congregation and praying for all of you, this gospel lesson kept coming to my mind over and over again. And this story and these words have helped me to pray this week because so many people that we love and many of us are going through storms right now, and some pretty significant storms, and storms where we are in pretty significant danger. So whether we ourselves are going through storms, or it's somebody we love, or someone in our church family, or even in the world around us, there are a lot of storms going on this week. Being a Christian doesn't mean that we will live a storm-free life. Being a Christian doesn't mean that we get exemptions from storms. There are false gospels and false messages out there that try to convince us that if we have just enough faith, that we can avoid storms. Or that if we pray with just the right words, or pray hard enough, or pray often enough, that we can escape storms. Or that if we just think so many positive thoughts that we'll draw only good things to ourselves, that we won't draw storms to ourselves, but just these good things. And these ways of thinking, they're just not true, because we all know that's not how life works. To be human means that we're going to endure storms. Think of Jesus. He was fully human, and he endured many storms in his own life. The truth is that bad things happen to all people. They just do. But being a Christian means that, yes, bad things are going to happen. Yes, storms are going to come. But that God will be with us and will hold us and carry us through those storms. Being a Christian means that God's love and grace continue to hold us tight when the storms rage around us. In the storms of divorce or illness or the death of a loved one or the loss of a job, in the storms of grief and anxiety and depression, in the storms of growing up and going to middle school, the very one who commands the peace to the wind and the waves, holds us fast and gives us hope and comfort in the midst of the storm, and gives us peace that passes all understanding. Just because we are Christians doesn't mean that we will avoid storms and that they won't come. We've all gone through many storms, and chances are many more storms are going to come our way. But God holds us fast, and God gives us one another to love and care for one another, to support one another, to stand alongside of us when these storms come fast. And about the nighttime and the darkness. Remember, it was in the darkness of night and in the darkness of the tomb that Jesus rose from the dead, that he overcame death and the grave, and that even in the darkness of night, our God does not slumber or sleep. In the darkest of valleys, even the valley of the shadow of death, God walks with us and accompanies us. The same God who is with us in the midst of our storms is the same God who, at the beginning of creation, when it was all darkness, brought peace out of chaos. the same God who is with us in the midst of our storms, is the same God who is the light of the world, whom darkness cannot and did not overcome. So when storms come, remember that God holds you fast and that God is right there with you in the midst of it. And when the darkness of night gets unbearable, remember that even the darkness is not dark to God. Amen.